Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this. Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events. Join us Sunday, May 18th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with pari-mutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Looking for the best way to raise beef? Whether on pasture, crop residue, or in a dry lot, choose Westway Feed Products. Westway Feed Products boost forage utilization, efficiency, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or visit westwayfeed.com. Stay connected with the crew from Westway Feed Products on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Call 800-800-7517 or go to westwayfeed.com today. I don't think I need to remind anyone what this way up market is doing, but in case I do, at Springfield, Missouri, just recently selling some of the way ups on this way up bull. He was weighing over a ton, 2,300 pounds, brought 210, 100 weight. That's $4,830 a head. So here's a reminder on your walking bulls. If you haven't got them semen tested, you need to do so. Or if there's any question on these bulls, if they may test good or not, take them to town, weigh them up. These prices are incredible, and replace them with some new young genetics. There's still lots of bull sales out there in April and May. Now, trade and tariff updates. Triple trade tariff rates on goods that trade between the United States and China have effectively closed the market on U.S. exports. That, according to agriculture industry representatives. Even with China's imports of U.S. food and agricultural products declining last year, the total was worth $25 billion. The Trump administration has slapped new tariffs of up to 145% on Chinese goods on top of significant existing levies, while Beijing has reacted defiantly and retaliated with 125% tariffs on U.S. goods. U.S. beef exports to China have largely stalled since early March, after the country declared U.S. export licenses expired. Even before China's retaliation in early April, chicken exports in February fell 48% compared to the same month last year. Last year in 2024, China and Hong Kong combined imported $525 million in U.S. poultry, meat, and products, making it the third largest market behind Mexico and Canada. Beef exports were worth nearly $2 billion, a close second behind South Korea. Make sure you tune in this weekend to the full Ranch It Up radio show. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap. Have a great weekend.